welcome to the Revenue Hub podcast. I'm Trevor Grant. Through these podcasts, we aim to discuss topics relevant to professionals within the hotel, travel and leisure sectors, whether you're in a revenue management function, reservations, front office operations, digital marketing or sales. We hope the topics discussed will be of interest and either answer some questions or maybe prompt some more. Hi, and welcome to another Revenue Hub podcast. Today, we are delighted to be joined by two guests. So on today's podcast, we're joined by Alan O'Riordan from Apaleo and Lee Tracy from GiftUp. Hi, guys. Welcome to you both.
Hey.
Hi, Trevor.
Hi. Good to have you both here. Hope you are all staying suitably self-distanced as we're on Zoom. So we're complying on that bit. Hope we're all safe and healthy and well. So in these, this is a slightly different framework of what we would normally do. Often, as those who follow us and listen to our podcast know that we're doing thought leaderships. This is really about trying to find maybe a more uplifting story about how two companies can come together and look to help the hotel hospitality sector in these difficult times. So there we go. That's my brief little intro. Again, with a lot of these things, you'll hear a lot less from me. So let's start off. Alan, welcome. If you could just introduce yourself a little bit and tell us a bit more about Apaleo for those who don't already know about you.
Thanks, Trevor. Well, I'm a co-founder of Apaleo, and we've been around for around 3 years now. We have built what we like to call the world's most open PMS, primarily for groups and chains, but also we have plenty of independents using the system as well. And when we talk about open PMS, I think what we're really talking about is overcoming some of the traditional obstacles that hotels have faced with PMS, where it's been a source of difficulty in terms of integrating innovative new third-party solutions that are out there, such as GiftUp, for example, and being able to take advantage of these lean, innovative systems that are coming to market, and by being handicapped, if you like, by the PMS supplier from being able to do that quickly, integrate them, get them up and running. So we've built our system around open APIs, and we are the world's only API first PMS at the moment, which essentially means that there's nothing in our PMS that can't be connected to by a third party. And around that, then we've built a lean PMS concept with very much a focus on intuition and ease of use so that it can be self-onboarding. And then really to showcast all of the amazing integrations that we've got, we have a what we call our app store, where people like Lee will promote their company as a connected partner. And we've even done some stuff around that with One Click Connect, for example, so that you can connect the systems together without having to even involve the vendors. So that, in a nutshell, is really what Apaleo is about. We're an international company. We're currently in 8 countries. And well, certainly up until the point where coronavirus kicked in, we were going great guns, and we're still seeing some activity out there in the market.
When we talk about this this collaboration, or not less of a collaboration, but the integration and the project you guys have been working on, it'll be useful to dig a little bit more into that API first part and the open API element and how that helps with that speed of integration, which is so critical. So we'll come back onto those points a little later on in the discussion. So thanks for that. Lee, GiftUp, welcome. GiftUp, Lee, what are you guys all? And a pleasure. I mean, I've spoken to Alan a couple of times before, but delighted to welcome you and to meet you. So interested to hear more about
Thanks
you
guys. Thanks for the invite, Trevor. Yeah, I was actually listening to Alan's intro there, and it is remarkably similar to ours. In fact, I'm going to copy most of it. So I'm a co-founder of GiftUp, and we're developers first. So we basically wanted to build a really, really modern, very intuitive, simple, cost-appropriate gift card platform that just knocked the socks off anything out there, and to make it for businesses of all sizes, from your little local barbershop or massage practice, all the way through to large hotel chains. We have customers all over. So again, we're global. We have about 15,000 businesses use us now from 3 years ago, with no advertising either. Wow. So we don't even, we're not salespeople, we're developers. That's it. So, it's not too bad for two guys in a room.
Oh, very, very impressive. And so, and I mean, obviously our focus and our audience is predominantly hotel centric, but as you say, this can be used in any context.
Absolutely.
At all.
We have hostels, We've got one of our larger clients is a hotel chain in Scandinavia with 200 hotels and associated spas and other things inside their chain. We service their business for them, and they have no problems in using us. And it's a real broad spread of customers seemingly find our platform, the right platform for them, which is a complete and utter shocking surprise as far as I'm concerned, but a very welcome one.
Obviously, credit to the developers.
Well, thank you very much.
So let's focusing in then on the work that you guys are doing, having been able to integrate with Apaleo. What's the initiative you guys have come up with? How are you reaching out? How are you looking to support?
Yeah, well, we got hit quite hard early on, and lots of messages coming into us. It was clearly apparent that this was getting very real about 2 or 3 weeks ago for us in the UK specifically. I mean, we saw what happened in China, and then in Italy and so forth, and it became very clear very quickly. Yeah. I think to all of us, quite a shocking surprise. In retrospect, not at all, but at the time, we were quite like, oh my goodness me, this is really happening right now. I remember 2 weeks ago on the Monday, I came into work, and the message box was just full of the concerned individuals, entrepreneurs, other companies that we're now currently partnering with. They're basically saying, how can we help? And we were like, okay, we need to sort of, we realized that suddenly we're doing better business now in terms of actually selling lots more gift cards than we otherwise would have been on any given Monday. And we're like, hold on, what's going on here? We scratch our heads, look around and go, hold on a minute. This is all making sense now. What, of course, I'm like, this is really nice to be able to use our software to actually help businesses actually survive, which is a crazy thing to say, because 2 weeks ago, I'd never have said it. Today, I'm like going, actually, we can make a meaningful difference. So what we sort of said was, look, we reached profitability last year. We're a bootstrap company. We've got a great product that's seemingly universal across, independent of size and location, a great product for everyone to use. And we basically said we want to give it away for free for a while, because I think that's just the right thing to do. Let's just set a number, set a time frame on it, and give our product away with some sort of limited scope on it, but make it so that the vast majority of customers can really get some free use out of our product. So we said, look, let's just give away $5,000, local equivalent as well, or fee-free gift card sales through our platform, and we won't charge a penny. And we genuinely just wanted to reach out and help businesses, even if it was only for 2 or 3 months while this is going on, and they leave us at the end. Absolutely, you know, and we're all for that as well. Obviously, we'd love to have them stay with us longer because we're a great product and it works for them. But genuinely speaking, if they just want to make some money now without paying any fees for it, get in $5,000 of gift card sales from their customers, happy days. We've done our humanity piece for the quarter. You know, that's what we did. That's what we're offering.
So just we'll talk about the kind of the technology. Route when we catch up with Alan in a moment. So just to help me understand, so if I'm as a hotelier, this gives me, as I look at it, just to check I'm understanding it, this gives me two core options really, which is the ability to, if someone is looking to cancel, rather than cancel the booking, I'm able to convert that into a gift card. So I can retain that. So there's part of you which you're thinking, okay, I can sell these gift cards. So if people are landing on my site or where, you know, we still maybe need a break need to look at some nice hotel pictures or something to cheer ourselves up, some beaches, then I can use it to facilitate that as new bookings.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're seeing lots of activity in both sides. Quite weirdly, actually, Trevor, I thought that it would be more about the refunds, but it's less so. Interestingly, it's more 80-20, 80 in the favour of gift cards, fresh new gift card sales, and 20%. I looked at it this morning. It's quite surprising. I imagine it'd be quite the opposite actually at the moment. However, of course, the immediate urge and problem that we are seeing is, of course, people wanting to cancel their events, their tickets, and their bookings, and so forth. And of course, we're all trying to cling on to the cash, right? And that's cash is king, and that's the most important thing. So, yet trying to maintain an element of moral standards. A really nice alternative is to be able to offer one of your customers a gift card or gift voucher, call them what you will, in lieu of a refund. And say, look, this is valid for 2-3 years, whatever special conditions you want to put on it.
I can put those conditions on as I want, if I want to restrict it 6 months or a year or whatever?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Completely. It's up to you what you do. And you can make it unique for this little period of time, and then make it a bit more normal, shall we say, you know, once this period is over. But we are seeing a lot of a fair old volume of gift cards being issued completely free of charge in lieu of a refund. And okay. It works really well because you get to retain the cash and they can just come along and make a booking in the future.
Absolutely.
Effectively free of charge, you know. It's a great thing.
So in terms of how that works then within your offer, so the value that you're... So normally you would then normally be charging a percentage of the gift card value. Is that how it works?
Yeah. I think at the start, I think I mentioned that we wanted to build Gift Up and get it delivered to as many businesses as possible. And that meant for us having a commercially appropriate business model. What that meant for us was relatively low cost, no barrier to entry. So what I mean by that is we don't charge a sign-up fee. We make it so you can do it yourself. You don't need to involve us because, you know, we don't want to have to pick up the phone. We're developers. You don't want to speak to us anyway. But we are here, obviously, to help. But we try and make the product intuitive so that you can do it yourself because you can get done within 5 minutes. And that was our goal. But no setup fee, no monthly fee, nothing like that at all. And crucially, we charge a small fee when you sell a gift card. And normally that's 3.5%.
That was the value of the gift card.
Absolutely, yeah. So we also have plans that mean you can get it far less than half of that cost if you're a bigger company. So, for example, our large hotel chains, they don't pay 3.5%, of course.
No, you've got a volume.
Absolutely, yeah. The bigger you are, it comes down to 1 point something effectively, you know, at larger sizes. So it's really affordable, I think.
So in a similar way that hotels are maybe paying 18-25% to an OTA for a booking.
Yeah, this is what I would call incredibly cheap. I mean, it's a no-brainer, it really is. And here's the crazy thing, before I come back to the pricing, because there's something I want to say about the refunds and how we price that a bit differently, which is a bit more topically good. What I see is we don't see all gift cards being used, and some gift cards expire, some gift cards don't get used, because they just get forgotten about. So whether you've got expiry set on your gift cards or otherwise, you're still going to have some gift cards never being used. We don't publicise it, but the run rate on that is anywhere between 10 and 15%, and it is...
Really? Wow.
Now, when I add up our fees of 3.5%, at their very worst, and I add up some payment processing fees of say a couple of percent, that amounts to circa 5%, okay, at its very worst. And 10-15% loss rate on unused rate is actually about 2 or 3 times what our cost is, which means if you put our software on your website and you sell gift cards, you will automatically have a profit center because our fees are far less than the unused gift cards. That makes sense?
Yeah.
It's a very weird one. So the fees are basically irrelevant.
Yeah, because they're almost, as you say, the fees that you would pay are covered by those that don't use, and even if it was a net zero, forgetting the making money.
Absolutely.
If it almost become a zero cost. Okay, I get that. And so then, coming back then to this this solution to help the hotel sector, what you're saying is the value of gift cards that I, as a general manager, could sell to maintain existing bookings or to convert cancelled reservations, I could in a sense give away $5,000 worth or the equivalent.
It's even better, Trevor, because whilst we do charge a percentage on gift cards that get sold, and that's appropriate because you're getting revenue and we're getting a small portion of that. When it comes to issuing a gift card in lieu of a refund, and we call that more generally a complimentary gift card, the reality is you're not getting revenue from that. So we didn't feel it appropriate to charge 3.5% on that. What we charge instead is a fixed fee, and that's 50 cents.
Oh, right.
In other words, it's negligible cost when it comes to doing it. So you could basically, out of that $5,000, you've got an inordinate amount of refunds you can do through our platform for free, effectively. Yeah. Not just $5,000 worth of face value, because that doesn't go very far, actually, but the way we wrap it up is a bit complicated, but the way we wrap it up is it basically consumes around about $15 worth of that revenue per refund. So you can imagine my math says that's going to be 333 refunds you can do basically for free. And if you go over that, it's half a dollar a go or half a euro. So it's really very affordable.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, that's really useful. And in terms of, I mean, again, we'll put the relevant links in the blog, but in everything, if they want to, you know, they can obviously we'll put the link in, they come to Gift Up, they can look at, we'll talk with Alan in a minute about how the integration piece works. But they can just come and sign up. And as you say, it's very intuitive. They can get involved with the program. And get up and running in a few minutes from what you were saying.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, it's a self-service product. We're here to support, and we always do, but it's a self-service product, which means there's nothing blocking you getting going within as quick as you can type and understand what you're doing. And it's really guided, very simple, we rock out of the box pretty well.
Very good. Well, and now also, is it probably a good time to be looking at doing it, not just for the, and let's be honest, the commercial benefits to a hotel of being able to retain the guests and find ways of retaining that revenue and that booking. But also, you know, this is maybe the opportunity when we could be looking at getting these things ready and set up. Not only is there a need to do it, but often getting it doing, we're trying to find the time to bring these things to the market.
Yeah, completely. And also, we also see everyone saying, we'll table this for Q3. Everyone does it, every single person. Yeah. And then Q3 quickly becomes Q4. We're in Q2 now. There's a good opportunity to get it done. That means you'll be ready for Q4, the end of this year, when actually loads of people just missed the boat.
And I think also, you know, looking at it, and it's so hard because when you feel it's not right talking about generating business, but businesses need to survive. Absolutely. You know, we've got to be realistic in the hotel sector that it's tough times. We've got staff that we've laid off or that are furloughed, whatever the circumstances are. But people are going to be watching and waiting to travel. There is going to be a pent up desire to want to get out, having been cooped up.
They're still at home. The economy has according to the charts has gone down, but people still want to go on holiday, like you say. There's still going to be people wanting to do those things. And not only that, people want to support their businesses as well.
But I think that comes back to what you were saying earlier about maybe the 80-20, about there being, you know, this new business generation more than the gifting for cancelled reservations, is that you are going to see people will be coming, will be looking, will be exploring, but there's still always going to be that hesitancy. The gift certificate option gives you that confidence to book and that reassurance that as someone who's purchased it, I have that flexibility built into it. I read something the other day where people were utilizing gifts. They were actually increasing the pound value, if I could put it that way. So if they had a booking for 1,000, they could make the gift worth 1,500 or 1,200 or something that they could then use within the facilities of the hotel or something.
Absolutely. We've got a very powerful promotions engine. You can either do a flat-up discount, so you got a 1,000 euro gift card or 100 euro gift card you sell for, let's just say 80 euros, a 20% discount, or you can do the opposite, which is add extra credit on, which is often better in this time because you want the actual raw revenue and don't mind giving away something for your future self. So we support both of those. We got lots more things you can do other than that, you know. Really not so difficult.
No, it just gives that flexibility.
Yeah, we're seeing it. And that's exactly what hoteliers are doing right now. Even that one client I told you about, several hundred hotels, they're basically offering extra credit on their gift cards. And of course, they're marketing that to their customers, saying, hey, look, we know you're not going to be booking, but, you know, why not do this now and basically secure yourself what is effectively a good discount
for later on
for your future. And of course, it's working very well for them. So it's a good way of keeping cash flow now without having to service customers today.
Let's bring Alan in, because Alan, we've got the gift up solution that we've spoken about that obviously can be utilized in many different ways. But the beauty of why I want to bring you two together is really to look at how Apaleo and the engagement with Apaleo and basically how you have set up your business and this whole open API and API first strategy, which does make you unique in that marketplace, enables not only with your product ease for hoteliers to engage with Apaleo, but the ability then to integrate and add apps like GiftUp and give you that technological stack, but that greater flexibility. That's where I'm keen to kind of hear how you and GiftUp have really been able to benefit from the integration and how Apaleo are structured. So can you kind of take us through how that piece works?
Sure. Well, I think because we have the API first approach and for the technical people out there, we're, you know, using 100% RESTful APIs. The API first platform means that we put the API at the center of everything before we even develop our own product, if you see what I mean. So if we have a feature in our product that we want to provide to hoteliers through the user interface, the golden rule is that it must go in the API first.
Okay.
That API is actually 100% central to our own development. And as a result of that, we are, of course, motivated to make that as clean and as easy for our developers to use as possible. The benefit then to the third parties is that they're also writing to the APIs in exactly the same way as our PMS user interface developers are. So they have access to the APIs in exactly the same way. They're fully public, fully open. There's no barrier to a third party like GiftUp connecting to us. There's no commercial implications. We don't charge for it. Mm-hmm. And they can create test accounts online. They can request their API credentials online. They can ask questions of our developers online. They can start coding. They can test. And then once they're done with that, we can help them to certify and put them into our store. And what we've seen, for example, is a lot of third parties that would integrate against us without even necessarily having a first customer there to drive the integration, which historically has always been required, right? So you've got a customer that is of a certain size that says, okay, guys, I want to go with you, but you need to integrate with my PMS. And then suddenly there's a discussion happening, and then you've got to kind of scope it out, figure out whether to do the integration or not, and then you're waiting 6-9 months for that to happen. Because of the ease of working with our API platform, we're finding, as I say, that many, many third parties will connect to us because it's minimal effort to do it, and compared to legacy PMS, for example. And two, because they then go into our marketplace or our app store, and there's a certain promotional element from that as well. So all of our customers, if they decide that they want to look at a gift card solution, they will go to our store and they'll see which providers are in there. So it's generating business for the third parties at the same time. And I think that's actually that this GiftUp example is a perfect case of how that worked, because correct me if I'm wrong, Lee, but I think that GiftUp went ahead and did the integration with us without necessarily having a client sponsoring it or driving that development, appeared in our app store. And then about a week and a half ago, we suddenly started seeing, because we have alerts that come in when customers go onto our app store and request further information about a third party or decide that they want to connect it. We suddenly started seeing some of our clients all focusing in on this one application called GiftUp. And we were saying, this is kind of interesting. What's going on here? So when we delved a little bit deeper, we realized that some of our more forward-thinking customers had been sitting back and obviously scratching their head around a boardroom table somewhere saying, right, what are we going to do to minimize the impact of this terrible situation we find ourselves in? And they thought, gift vouchers, there's an option. So let's go onto the Appaleo App Store and see who we can find, see whether they have a partner that does that. And sure enough, they found GiftUp.
Yep.
And the really beautiful thing about it is because of the integration capability, and as Lee mentioned, the self-service element, you know, these guys were expressing interest and 2 hours later were totally live, not only with GiftUp, but with the integration to the PMS. And that integration is...
Sorry, 2 hours?
Within a couple of hours, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I saw one go through last week, I can't remember which day, at about 11 a.m. And then I saw a message on our internal channels saying that customer was up and live about 2 hours later.
Goodness me.
That's how terribly slow to me.
There you go. But and the really nice thing about it is it's our technology that allows that to happen. It's not that we have, you know, people scrambling away or hamsters on wheels in the background. It's the technology that allows this to happen, because we have, number one, we have this one-click connect capability, which means that a customer can go to our website, choose an app that has done the one-click connect integration with us, and they can literally connect the system themselves. They don't need our help to do that. They can do it by themselves. And that's why we don't ever levy any charge. One of the reasons we don't ever levy charges for integrations, the customer will never pay for an integration with us. But secondly, we have this thing that we call UI integration, which mm-hmm. basically means, and GiftUp is a really good example of this, we can, GiftUp as part of their integration, chose to embed a screen from their system into the reservations workflow of our PMS. So if you're in the Appaleo PMS in a reservation for Alan O'Riordan, you have a tab on the reservation that says GiftUp. You click on that tab. There it provides you with the ability to enter the GiftUp code, the voucher code if you like. And then it will do two things at that point. It will post the payment onto our folio in the PMS to reduce the balance on the folio by the gift card amount, and it can be a part payment as well, of course. And also it in the same breath, it updates or reduces the balance on the gift card itself with the GiftUp system. So it not only benefits the guests who are able to take advantage of this, but in terms of administering it within the PMS and having one process to redeem that gift, the UI integration that we've enabled and that Lee and his team have taken advantage of makes it really, really simple to handle that through the PMS.
I was going to say, that seems incredibly straightforward compared to what I could imagine having to do something like this with a legacy PMS.
Yeah. And, you know, we saw that hoteliers were proactively thinking about this themselves. They got in touch. They were enabling the integration. They were going ahead and moving forward with GiftUp. So then we decided, well, you know, this is a really lovely example that we should be sharing with the industry, because it's actually helping hotels in this time, you know. And there's no desire to exploit the situation here. It's purely more hotels should be taking advantage of this opportunity, because isn't it a fantastic way to perhaps safeguard some of your revenue? You know, yesterday, one of our customers in Indonesia got wind of it and has subsequently, I'm not quite sure whether they've actually gone ahead with it yet, but they've certainly submitted some or expressed some interest in having that in place.
And I think that was the point of trying to get you guys together, because, you know, I think the Apaleo model has enabled that integration, which provides the benefit to the hotels if they want to go ahead and they are already an Apaleo customer. I think then the GiftUp, which you can use without being an Apaleo customer, is just a value to hotels both currently and going forward. But focusing down into the here and now, utilizing GiftUp, whether you are an Apaleo customer or not, just actually starts to think about your guest or who was going to be your future guest, you know, to just have a way of being able to say, look, we get it, and we're thinking of you as well, and here's a way we can help you, just is a much more humane way of dealing with this that just doesn't seem to be going on.
Yeah, I see it. I mean, we it's a massive moral get out of jail free card. You know, it's a great way of, you know, looking after your customers and your future customers. But the good thing is, at least this gives you a choice that isn't a full cash refund or part cash refund, whilst maintaining your sense of moral self as a hotel.
So in terms then of, if we go back to Apaleo for a minute, if they are an Apaleo customer and they want to get GiftUp engaged, what's the process? Just straight to your app store? How does that work?
Yeah, store.apaleo.com, or if they go to apaleo.com and click on the store button in the menu, they can then search for GiftUp or just scroll down until they find them. And within the GiftUp page, they'll see a connect to PMS button. Click that, away you go.
Simple as that. Simple. That's that one click that you've spoken about.
Correct.
Okay. That seems pretty straightforward.
The way the world should be. I mean, we love working with Apaleo because they're an open, non-commercially grabbing company as an integrator.
And so if they're not an Apaleo customer, and hopefully there's people here that are listening that aren't and think, oh, maybe I should be.
I'm saying nothing at this point.
Absolutely. But if they're not, they can still get engaged with GiftUp.
Yeah, I mean, we have a wide technical stack that enables people from zero technical skill to all the technical skill to work with us. So if you're able to do your own technical work against your own PMS, some companies have their own tech teams to do that kind of stuff. We've got an API to make it happen. Otherwise, we've got, at the very simplest, we have a very simple web app for front of house staff to just log into very simply with a PIN number, do the same process that we embedded in the Apaleo PMS directly. Effectively the same process.
So for the same process, they just may have to do it in two different stages, rather than it just being seamlessly integrated. Which
it's no more difficult than handling a cash payment, frankly.
Okay. Super. Yeah. So again, just to summarise the offer that is out to the hotels, final kind of comment on this, and then I want to open up to Alan for another initiative they're working on. But just so people are clear, what your offer is to the hoteliers out there at the moment.
Yeah, we're offering free use of our product until the end of June. We'll go further if we need to, depending on how nasty this gets. Basically, free use of our product up to the limit of, I think, something like about 350 gift cards being created, something like that, or $5,000 in sales, depending on what you do first. If you're selling gift cards, we've got a 5,000 limit. If you're issuing refunds, there's about 300 or 400 limit, something like that, or it'd be a mixture of the two. So,
superb. And great to hear about that initiative, and it's great to see how we can use technology to try and bring some positives out of a very difficult situation. Alan, I know you're also working on another initiative. I know it's very focused on a specific region around the German region, so I'll let you kind of pop that highlight that caveat. But I think the initiative that you guys are working on, again, like this is a superb way that you're trying to help the public sector and community in this region. So if I could just give you the floor for a couple of minutes to talk through what you're doing there as well.
That's right. In fact, we've got two slightly different initiatives. I'll just mention the first quickly, which is that we figured that we could see early on that there was a trend emerging where hotels would start to repurpose on a temporary basis as, in some cases, temporary hospitals where they could deal with non-quarantine cases. In some cases, they would have short-term contracts with the NHS or whichever the appropriate healthcare body was to accommodate staff that were being relocated to an area where their focus was needed. And even we've seen cases where some hotels are being used as homeless shelters to get homeless people off the streets at this, you know, these people who are probably more vulnerable than anybody right now in some respects to the virus.
Yeah,
so we figured that maybe not everybody will necessarily want to use their existing PMS to run that business through for whatever reason. It might be that there's a cost to reconfigure it. It might be that there's some effort involved to shape it to work for that particular business. It might simply be that they're running business through on a complementary basis and they don't necessarily want to have that corrupt their overall, let's call it in inverted commas, regular business statistics. So we put an offer out saying that if anybody found themselves in that situation and wanted to have a temporary PMS to run this business through, that we will provide Apaleo for free for as long as is needed on that basis.
Oh, wow.
They can sign up online on our website, they can create their own account, we can assist them remotely, so nobody has to go to site to do this, of course, importantly in these times of social distancing. We can assist them remotely to get their configuration up and running and to train their staff how to use the system, not a problem at all. So that's one offer which is out there and remains valid. Off the back of that, we then thought about an initiative which could really use our platform to good advantage, because one of the nice things about our platform is that we can scale it up very, very quickly. So we've designed the system in such a way that you can configure a property in minutes, essentially. One of our onboarding team was chatting to me the other day and told me that a 50-bedroom hotel with not too many rate plans can be set up in about 45 minutes on our system.
Wow.
You know, compared to the previous day or 2 days of configuration that you would pay to your PMS vendor for.
Yeah, absolutely.
And of course, we're a zero capex model, so we charge absolutely nothing for assisting with these processes. So we thought, well, you know, we have this platform, we have these people, and we can scale up very, very rapidly. Wouldn't it be nice if we somehow could help connect hotels that were interested in volunteering their inventory for these purposes that I mentioned with the relevant public bodies who might need access to that inventory and might need to understand where they can go for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of put a clarion call out, which we started out with in Germany through the various channels that we have available to us. And we were quite overwhelmed by the response. We have, I think today, about 1 week after we launched that initiative, we have over 21,000 rooms and about 190 properties already on the system. So that's 190 hotels that volunteer their inventory with a total of 21,000 rooms, which we, the Apaleo team, have then loaded up into our system. And in the first 24 hours, we managed to load 16,000 bedrooms
wow.
into the system. And I think there were like two people working on it. So that gives you a sense of how the tool set that we have allows us to scale up at that capability. And we felt this was a very good use to put it to. And then on the other side, of course, we're in contact with the various public bodies to make them aware of this platform. And this platform is then searchable for the public body. So if they need to find accommodation in Regensburg because they're moving some staff over there, they can use our platform to do it. We have, for any hotels in the DACH region, that's something that they should look at. I'll provide the URL in a second and hopefully you'll put a link to it because it's not entirely straightforward.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's the DACH region, D-A-C-H.
D-A-C-H, yeah. So Germany, yeah. Austria, Switzerland.
Yeah.
But we have also had registrations from companies from hotels, I should say, in Hungary, in the Netherlands, Czech Republic. Even in the UK, we've had a few hotels in the UK register their interest in this. So it is an international effort, but we've seen the concentration of our effort so far has been on Germany, Austria, Switzerland, and primarily Germany, I guess. And the website, for anybody who's interested that wants to go and register their inventory on that, the website, it's at apaleo.com/hospitalityheroes. Now that will take you to a German page, but you'll have an option on there to click through to English.
Yeah, we'll make sure we get every link that we can from this whole conversation on the following words that go along with this. So yeah, no, that will be accessible. Well, I have to say kudos to you guys for the initiative. Kudos to those two individuals that were loading up those rooms in such a short space of time. I mean, that's a phenomenal effort. And also, I think, you know, to the hotels, you know, which in these difficult times are trying to find ways that, again, they can support their local communities. Okay, guys, that's it. That's been a longer conversation than I probably expected it to be. So thanks again for joining us, Guy. Much appreciated.
So that's the end of today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you had any questions or future topic suggestions, please feel free to reach out via content@revenue-hub.com. Thank you all for listening. If you like what you heard, please subscribe, like, and tell your colleagues and friends. Catch you next time.